All right, another ooky spooky session begins. Did you think we were gone? I thought we were. This is your reading for Monday, April 21st. Three card spread. If you'd like to see it, you can check us out on YouTube for the full video or look us up on social media and you can see it there as well. So let's get started. We're going back to the traditional one a day, the way that we started. So first in the daily positive is the inverted Eight of Wands. This card represents waiting, slowness, or unpreparedness. In the negative position in the middle, we have the Nine of Wands. Now, this is a card of stubbornness, refusing to compromise, or defensiveness. In the advice position at the end, we have the inverted Nine of Swords. This card is learning to cope, finding help, or facing reality. And our extra bit is the Ten of Spades. We'll see what that one is towards the end. All right. Let's get to it. We're going to give the format another shot since looking at the stats, this seemed to be doing pretty well. So in the positive position for today, we have a card that's a little bit unfortunate, but it's not terrible. There is some upside here. Typically, the inverted Eight of Wands represents someone who's moving too slow, so slow that they miss opportunities they were hoping to get. Now, it could also mean that one is waiting so long for the perfect, just absolutely perfect opportunity that they miss a lot of what would have been sufficient, what would have been good enough, and could have been built into being something better. Now, we can take this as awareness. So now that we know that we're sitting on our haunches a little bit too long, that there's something in the air that needs to be settled, and we can't be sitting on our haunches too much longer. In the negative spot, we have the inverted Nine of Wands, which is a perfect fit for the position, given what we have so far in the reading. This card usually represents someone who's hard-headed, stubborn, reticent to change. No shit. If we think about the positive position, we're now aware of something needing to be settled. This card is very clearly refusing to accept that reality and refusing to change. In the advice position, this one's pretty straightforward as well. This is the need to face reality. Things have clearly not panned in our favor. It's time to swallow our pride, ask for help where we can get it for where we need it. The longer we wait, the longer it takes for us to act, the more we dig ourselves into a deeper hole. Now, if we act like there's not a problem, the problem's just going to get worse. If not now, when? All right. The extra card. The Ten of Spades, not a good sign. It aligns really well as an umbrella to the overall message of today's reading. If we don't acknowledge and prepare for If we don't acknowledge and start preparing to come out of the rain, things will only get more wet. That is the analogy that I went with. Fucking deal with it. All right. So that's it. That's your reading for the 21st. Some side notes. If you want to see how I put all of this together, you can check us out on Patreon, LVX Media Net over there, just like everywhere else. You'll also get ad-free. I try to keep the ads to be relevant, topical. So regardless, if you want ad-free, you could get it over there. Ad-free video and ad-free, video, audio, all of it. And if you want a personalized reading, go to lvxmedia.net. Get yourself hooked up over on the spooky button. There's a little form to fill out. And tell me as much as you're comfortable sharing. Keep in mind, the more you share, the more detail you give me, the more detail I can give back. If you give me like a really bland ass question, then I can only really give you generalities in return. Does that sound convenient for me? Yeah, it is. But also, I don't have a set rate for how much it costs for me to do these things. So, if you don't give me a whole lot, I might tell you to fuck off, to be honest with you. Because I'd rather not have the headache of someone who's looking for a gotcha. But let's not go down that road. Fucking, we will see you tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.